Let's talk about Miss Joyce Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, Wallace. Date of birth is 12/25/49, sorry. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Dated for 12/13/25. 12/13/25. Patient is currently in her third benefit period, extending from 12/13/25 to 2/10/26. This is a This is a 76-year-old woman being seen for face-to-face evaluation today. She's currently on hospice with history of heart failure, comorbidities including COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, urinary incontinence, hypoxemia, chronic pain, difficulty with gait, and gastroesophageal reflux, period. At the time of evaluation, her TSAT was at 90% on room air with a pulse of 120 over, with a pulse of 80, respiration of 18, a febrile blood pressure 120 over 60, period. Patient has a PPS of 40%. She has oxygen available to her that she chooses to wear from time to time. She states that she's short of breath at all times. She's awake and alert. She does not want to wear her oxygen except when she wants to, in quotation. Patient belongs to NYHA class 2, class 4. Her hypoxemia causes confusion from time to time, decreases her function both physically and mentally, period. She states that she's dyspneic, moves to, with at rest and with any type of activity, period. Patient also has a history of COPD, contributing to her shortness of breath. Patient has chronic pitta lagoon, period. Person eats about 50% of a meal. She has demonstrated weight loss. Patient has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, a bladder incontinence, and occasional bowel incontinence. LMAC is at 30 centimeters. Patient has lost about 20 pounds. This appears to be related to cardiac cachexia and her coronary artery disease. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Potentially, she's lost 15 pounds in the past 3 months or so, per patient states. Thank you.